I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. China has called the killing of Osama bin Laden a landmark event in the fight against terrorism. A foreign ministry spokeswoman today called the U.S. raid a milestone and a positive development for international anti-terrorism efforts. Opinions have been more mixed among the more than 450 million members of China's freewheeling online community. They've ranged from relief to sadness over bin Laden's death. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing.
This is the kind of music you hear in China when a great leader dies. But this spoof, which appeared online in China, is an homage to Osama bin Laden. The narrator says, "Today we are here to deeply memorialize Osama bin Laden, the great soldier and founder of the International Islamic Terrorist Movement. He had a glorious life as a strategist, politician, financier, and poet." Other online comments seem to genuinely mourn bin Laden's demise. Comments like, "Yet another anti-American hero is lost," and "Now the only terrorist left is the United States." Zhang Xin is the director of the state-run China Central Television's National Security and Military Channel. Zhang wrote, "Bin Laden was the greatest national hero in Arab history. He used his power to fight the most powerful country in the world, America." What's all this about? First, there's a vocal nationalistic minority online who like to call themselves angry youth and who see the United States as the world's top power, standing in the way of what they see as China's rightful rise to the top. There's also a long-standing dislike in a larger part of the Chinese population for what's seen as American military adventurism, in Iraq particularly, but they're not wild about Libya either. But a prevailing view in my Beijing neighborhood seemed to be more like this one, from a middle-aged guy named Xie. He says, "So the guy's dead already. What impact does this have on China? He didn't do any acts of terrorism in China, and there were no Chinese interests involved." When I say that some Chinese seem to admire him, Xie scoffs. "Maybe the Uyghurs did it," he says. Those are the Turkic Muslims living in the western region of Xinjiang, but not the Han Chinese. For himself, he says it's a non-event. A young woman named Jean has a little more interest in the news.
I think it has a positive and negative sides. First, he's a terrorist, so if he's alive, people will not feel secure.
But she says it would have been better to arrest and try bin Laden than to shoot him in the head. She says China, too, opposes terrorist attacks, but believes in human rights, and that even Osama bin Laden deserved to be treated as a human being. That level of concern isn't as much in evidence, at least in public, for the dozens of lawyers and activists who have been disappeared or detained in recent weeks in China's worst crackdown of its kind in decades. But a few sly comments related to bin Laden's death have made it online. One said, "That's one of the world's top 10 most evil people dead. 9 more to go." There are 9 people on China's Politburo Standing Committee. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.